Well, the Romney surprise for vice president, huh? What about that? Not Chris Christie, but Lou.
Two faces have
Well, what do you know?
Live from the historic Music Hall on the UW-Madison campus, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know? Singer-songwriter Adam Cohen, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know? Quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who reminds you to get out and vote for the candidate of his choice, Michael Feldman.
Thank you so much. Madison! This just in, Mr. Romney has taken Paulie Ryan off our hands. Oh, what a great deal. Thank you, Mitt. The road to anonymity. And, of course, they announced it during the cartoon, Saturday morning. That old PR press machine juggernaut of the Romney campaign. During the cartoons, they released their VP. Had to stop them and everything, you know. Deputy Dog right in the middle of something big. And there's Paulie Ryan. Okay, let's see now. Oh, Tim Pawlenty, boy, he must be inconsolable. Poor guy. Yes, thank you for agreeing with that. Poor Tim. All right, let's see. Now elections are coming down to the wire. The best predictors, as you know, in an election, a general election, are not the electoral votes, but a celebrity endorsement. So looking at the list, President Obama has been endorsed by Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP as I call her, close personal friend, George Clooney, Ellen DeGeneres, Leonardo DiCaprio, Hillary Duff. All right, Hillary Duff. Neil Patrick Harris, Ricky Martin, Susie Orman, no pattern there. Steven Spielberg and Harry Osmond, the renegade Osmond. Mitt Romney has Jenna Jameson, the porno star. That's a big endorsement. And Clint Eastwood, Orson Bean, who turns out to still be alive. Chuck Norris, comedian. Jeff Foxworthy. He's always preceded by comedian, in parentheses, which I think is interesting. Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, Gene Simmons, makings of a really strange band. And Brad Pitt's mother. You be the judge. All right. The polls show either President Obama is pulling away from Romney or Romney is backing up. I did notice a drone following Mr. Romney's latest bus tour, so that was indicative of the approach being taken. Drones. You hear a lot about drones these days. On and on with the drones already. Enough with the drones. Mr. Obama leads by a wide margin among Latinos and women and just needs one Latina to wrap things up. Maybe Rosie Perez or someone. The president's been so busy really neglecting the war on religion, totally. So it's not going to fight itself. Same for Romney, who's only killed the one woman so far who needed medical care. So guys are busy. Romney's biggest challenge, of course, to finish dumbing himself down by November 6th. Because the Tea Party don't cotton to no smarty pantses. Mitt has really worked on his stump speech. It's now down to give me sugar in water. Okay. Limited audience for that one. Men in Black. How many of you love Men in Black and made a lifelong impression on you? That's what I'm saying. That went out to you then. Well, this taxes thing, though, is so unfair. You know, they pay taxes, they don't pay taxes. Rich people don't pay taxes, and Obama knows it. Okay. In other news, Dune Buggy is clearly visible in the latest Mars Curiosity photo. And the boardwalk suggests the rover actually landed in Venice Beach. Thank you. I'm glad you did. Down to the three-legged races and the eggs and spoons at the Olympics. Now just the closing ceremony to endure. I'm not looking forward to it. Mary Poppins's parachuting back into the heavens. While a 100-foot-wide Elton John devours 50-foot Madonnas and Gagas. And a clip of the Queen, of course, is Pussy Galore in the latest Bond flick. Not much left for Brazil in 2016, I would say. Pretty much covered. And still other news. Trading kidneys for iPhones should be less likely with the new iKidney. Siri filters all your bodily fluids. You just have to ask. A road crew paints a yellow line over Randy Travis. Corn closes at $1,617.50 an ounce. The son of Sam's dog decries violence, asks for treat. It's getting hard to keep the psychopath straight. That's more of an editorial. Drones. Here we have drones. Another drone reference. Drones seem to be, soon to be available at for civilian use at Drones R Us. It'll be drones, sweet drone, before you know it. Of course, your neighbor gets a drone. It'll be keeping up with the Joneses. The Russian punk band Pussy Riot faces 3 years in the gulag for a bad band name. But when one band is imprisoned for a name, no band is free, ladies and gentlemen, I think. Yes, thank you. Thank you for thinking about that, at least. They should, of course, change their name to Gary Busey Riot, I think. Spare themselves a lot of trouble. Gary Busey Riot. Okay, I'll take it out. I like it, but I will take it out if that's how you feel about it. Excuse me. Apple sends the iTroops over the DMZ to Samsung headquarters in Seoul. Seems to be escalating. 60% of the farm states are suffering from severe congressional drought. And evidence proves that three human species once coexisted were now just the one cannot. That's all the news. That is. And that's a profound thing to end on. I'm not above profundity. I'm not above it. Yes, sirree, sir. Profundity is my cup of tea, actually. I'm so profound I can hardly stand it. Hi. All right, we haven't met.
Hello.
Hi.
My Bloomfield.
My Bloomfield?
Great to meet you.
Adam.
Yes.
That was you walking down the street. I passed you. I thought, boy, that guy looks like Adam Cohen.
is this
now that I see you, you don't look anything like Adam Cohen.
This is part of your bid, I suppose.
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
and oh, can you introduce Adam? Adam Cohn, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Cohn has joined us here. Welcome to the throng in Madison. How are you?
I am quite well, a bit tired.
Yeah. Where did you put the bus? Is
we
the big question.
We parked it right outside.
Well, you can't park there, man. They're going to tow you. They're going to tow your bus out of here.
Make it quick.
Can you introduce the people who are with you here, Adam?
To my right is the lovely Mai Bloomfield, and to my left is Michael Chavez.
Yes, great. And how are you? Did I ask you that? I think I did. You're on a big tour and everything.
The truth of the matter is, I probably didn't get enough sleep. None of us did.
No.
And,
where were you last night?
We played the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's a nice theater.
It's a beautiful theater. Yeah.
Nice venue.
And I think our blood alcohol level right now is just barely under the legal limit, just despite having slept.
Well, you're not driving the bus. It shouldn't be a problem.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. You should keep drinking. You know that theory.
Let's just keep on going.
Keep drinking. You don't stop at this point because it could kill you. Really. Yeah. Why did that get applause? The new album, Adam Cohn, Like a Man.
Yes.
Or as we say in French, Comme l'homme.
Comme un homme.
Yeah. See? My French is pretty darn good. He understood what I was saying. Is this off this CD? This song?
Like a Man is one of the tracks on this record. Yes.
Right. Is that what you're going to perform now?
Oh, no. I had planned to play another song for you.
That's fine.
That's okay.
You can do whatever you want because you're Adam Cohen and I'm not.
This is the good thing about this song is that for the most part, it's in a register that is merciful to us at this point.
Sounds good. Is there a title to it or shouldn't
we
know?
It's called Sweet Dominique.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you. A gorgeous song. That song is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
I don't usually say that about songs. In fact, I've never said that about a song before.
Well, then I'm doubly grateful. Thank
yes.
you. It's a nice superlative. Earlier, your sound checking team called our sound nice.
Yes.
I just thought to myself, is that the only superlative you can muster as one?
Well, you know,
really,
you're in Wisconsin. We understate here. We're the understate state known as. Do you ever think about going back into international relations at Syracuse, or
no, that
pick
was,
up that degree?
That was never a concrete plan. That was a decoy.
That was a decoy.
Yeah,
but you kind of do. You are involved in international relations anyway.
You know, you could say I am.
Yeah.
Like the International Man of Mystery, or like the Dos Equis guy in the commercial.
Yeah. And the father thing, I totally empathize with, you know, because, I mean, Leonard Cohen, you know. Because I hear it all the time. I hear Dave Feldman all the time. Dave Feldman.
The oppressing, looming figure of Dave Feldman.
The Dave Feldman, yeah. You know, I'm Michael Feldman. Love my father. But I'm the Maya. You ever get a little tired of the, not having to defend it, but just, you know, totally different.
I'm gonna break my protocol and tell the truth for once.
Yes.
Last night, lovely Maya Bloomfield and I were standing outside of the theater, and you can just tell the crazies, you know, their crazy eyes as they approach you, and their sort of their frenetic body language, and their overzealous, their eagerness is just bubbling out of their skin. And you know, when someone comes up to you with a question like, "Oh my God, is your father here tonight?" You know, after your own show in Madison, Wisconsin, you know, like, what are they talking about? Or if you've just poured your heart out on stage, you know, show of your own, and they can't help but call you Leonard. Hello, Leonard.
I know.
There is that quotient, and yes, it can get tiresome. Accompanied by crazy eyes or fear.
Crazy eyes are bad.
You know, if it causes fear, it's not good.
Yeah. And you get the crazy eyes. I don't get too many of those, but I do get a lot of the Dave Feldmans and that sort of thing.
I wish they'd leave you alone.
Yeah.
Feldman stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever get the Dave Feldman one?
It happens.
You could be a Feldman.
I think I got it this morning. You know? Are you related to Dave Feldman?
And where are you headed next now? You back to Montreal?
As soon as we shake hands with you and leave, we're going directly to play the Zoo in Minneapolis.
Playing the Zoo?
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater, a well-known big theater.
Oh. The actual zoo was...
I'm certain it has some relationship to the zoo.
One would think so just by the name, but once again, you know.
Yeah, we've been fooled before.
Like the Feldman thing, you know.
We must
verify. Could be a generic
absolutely
sort of thing. What you got for us here now?
This is a song called What Other Guy.
What Other Guy.
Like we're in the night. you taste like when the night ends. I know the kind of thing that makes you laugh, the way you tilt your head for a photograph. What other guy knows you like that? I can name the first guy
gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I could go in the audience then. That would be something for me to do. That was so good. Adam Cohn, once again, the new CD, Like a Man. Great. Sweet Dominic is on there. Wonderful song. All wonderful songs. And,
wonderful.
What? Yes, wonderful. Hey. What? What were you speaking of?
The audience.
I don't know what he's speaking of.
Wonderful audience.
I'm going down the ramp. I'm going down to the ramp into the big audience here. Music Hall, if you're around, by the way, you should stop by and join us here. Music Hall on campus at UW. Rick Hawkins came down all the way from Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And does the rock blow there? All right. Yes. Right next to Cracked Windshield, North Carolina. It's next to Blowing Rock, I believe.
That's correct. That's correct.
Blowing Rock is best known for?
The Blowing Rock.
Yes. Now, the Blowing Rock itself, is it a rock?
Oh, yeah. Blows. It's a geological formation where the wind blows really hard. Don't blow things up.
Whistle or something?
Actually, they claim it snows upside down because the snow comes from below rather than falling from above. The wind brings
they
it up.
They claim that from people who come from up north and they claim that.
Well, Ripley's, believe it or not.
Have you seen snow going upside down and near Blowing Rock?
I really just moved there.
Where did you move from?
Durham, North Carolina. It's about 150 miles away.
And it wasn't just as not as interesting in Durham, is that the idea?
Yeah.
Blowing smoke. They're blowing smoke in Durham, right?
Yeah. Blowing Rock's up in the mountains, so it's cooler and more scenic.
And what sort of field are you in?
I'm going back to graduate school.
Well, about time.
About time, yeah.
A couple of years now, time to get back into it.
Yeah.
Is this the second or third time you've gone back?
To graduate school?
Yes.
This is my second time to graduate school. I have a master's in mathematics.
Okay. How many more times do you think it'll take before you get somewhere?
I don't know.
What are you going back in this time?
Four times. Yeah. They have programs in renewable energy resources, so
cool.
Be focusing in photovoltaics.
Photovoltaics?
Yeah.
That's
solar panels.
I could have said that. It's easier to say than photovoltaics, whatever you say.
That sounds impressive.
What is this here now? What is your what?
What is your favorite brew at Great Dane Pub? Last time I was here, we ran into the whole crew up at the Great Dane Pub.
I just get the red one.
The red one, yeah.
That's the only one I can remember. You know, I have terrible ordering. It's the red. Get the red one.
Not the amber, but the red.
No, don't get the amber.
Michael, you get the Devil's Lake Red Lager.
I said the red one. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice to see you here.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. And okay. Go back to graduate school now. Go back to graduate school. How did you get Wayne Gretzky's son to perform? Hello. There's something wrong with this card. We have a damaged card here. Wayne Gretzky's son?
Well, I heard there was a famous Canadian son performing.
Oh, I see. A famous Canadian son.
The little great one.
He gets a lot of those Gretzky, Adam gets those Gretzky references.
I would imagine. He is.
Well, he's already said what you had to off mic, and you're done, and I got you to get up for no reason. Anything else you wanted to say while you're here?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It was a good remark. I'm sorry I sort of screwed it up for you. Wayne Gretzky's son to perform. Okay, I get it now. Wenda Mintzberg, teacher. My daughter's teacher. Fourth grade, wasn't it?
Right.
What?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Wenda Mintzberg. How are you? I can get back to you if you want to say hello. And Nora's doing really good. And I know she owes you a paper. She's still writing, yes, she is. Definitely. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. And you were like my daughter's favorite teacher in all school.
Oh my goodness. Now do you remember that the last
follow her around, you know, like that? What was that show with the kids in school? Not Saved by the Bell, the other one? Boy Meets World. No, not Boy Meets World.
Yeah, Boy Meets World. That's it. Yeah.
What?
Boy Meets World. Yeah.
Where the teacher follows them around from grade school through college and stuff. It's still the same teacher. Yeah. You know that show?
I would love that. Now, do you remember the last time I came here? I came with the whole class.
Yes, we could have used them today. Where are they?
But you remember, you know, you do equal time, you know, the band, the guests, you, the audience, the radio audience. Well, do you remember that? So you went through and you had every student introduce themselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 9 or 10-year-olds think that they want to be the show.
Sure.
So, of course, there was a student who really was like that. His name was Ross. You probably remember him. Right, so you did that. So we introduced, and then it was kind of equal time. We were done, right?
I'll never work with Ross again, I'll tell you.
But then you did your little quiz. And, of course, he raises his hand, and I said, you know, we've had enough time. I don't think he's not going to call on you. So then, because then when you had the call-in part, he asked for his mom's phone, and he tried dialing from the audience to do the outside the audience part.
That's so Ross, though.
So anyway.
The show is on, by the way, on Bravo as well. That's so Ross, yeah.
So anyway, that was the last time I was here. Yeah,
same here. Yeah, great to see you again. You got to teach at the UW now because that's where she's going. We're going to play around with the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we do. We are a quiz show, and that's deductible if we do it that way. And, dear, can I get you to come up here now? Have you got that line worked out, or did you make up a different one?
I'm going to do what's there.
You do what's there, because that's how it works. And your name is?
Katya.
Katya, very pretty name. And Katya, if you want, it's upside down. Okay, there you go. If you just want to read the four disclaimers, this tells who can cannot participate in the show.
All questions used on the What You Know show are painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguously misleading or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I'm thinking his and her drones. Persons employed in the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone typing up the office phones, trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance or a change. All opinions expressed on the What You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not of the International House of Radio and its member stations or lacklays. Anyone who says otherwise is inching for a fight.
Best ever. The best ever, Katya. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. You can try either hand at the quiz or neither. If you, you came prepared to do this, didn't you? Okay. You want to come down to one side or the other here? Whatever is your preference. If you care to go to the right, care to go to the left. Not necessarily meaningful. How are you?
It's good to see you again, Michael. I asked you a question 25 years ago.
And what did I say? Yeah, I bet I said yes.
Yes. And the question was, why don't nurses wear their hats anymore? Do you remember it?
dirt.
It's okay if you don't.
Yeah. No. Yes. And the answer was?
Because the last time I did, it fell in a gently used bedpan.
Gently used. That's nice when they're gently used. And your name again, dear, is?
Kitty Law.
Kitty Law. Is that our encore? Or should we dance now or what? Are we getting scared? Kitty Law, come on up here because you're on the quiz. We have to go around unless you want to jump up there. Oh, you want to do it that way? Come on. My back is out. There's a nurse. Oh my God, I tripped over the chair. Oh my God, it's a wreck. Help me, Kitty. Yeah, have a sit down. Have a sit down. As we say somewhere in some parts of the country. So.
Have you recovered from Norma going off to school? Nora?
Nora, she hasn't gone off yet.
Oh, I remember you talking about it earlier this year, and I empathize because my three kids are out of the house, and I've got three grandkids. But the last time I spoke to you, the twins were four. Now they're 29.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to make you feel old.
What is going on here? Nobody tells you about these things. I mean, I thought I'd always have kids, you know, around the house. It was fun having kids.
It's tough.
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah.
I don't get to draw anymore or doodle or make things out of things.
I could stop by.
Yeah, would you, though? I know you could, but you never do. Okay, it's
Kitty,
right?
Kitty,
yeah.
Like a cat.
Yeah, are you still doing the nursing thing?
I retired 2 years ago.
Oh, you did, yeah. Enjoying your retirement?
Love being a grandma.
Yeah.
You can spoil them and send them home.
Yeah. See, that's why, but I have to, for me to be a grandma, would take a lot of doing. Grandfather, I still got, you know, probably another 10, 15 years or so. I have to hang in there, because that's supposed to be the best part, right? Is it better than kids?
It's much better than kids.
Because they go home at night.
They go home at night, and you get to sleep through the night.
And you can do whatever you want, and spoil them as much as you want,
and
they love you.
Yes.
And you talk about their parents? Can they confide in you about all the misparenting going on?
You got to be real cautious these days.
I guess so. They could sue you. So they could sue their parents or sue you?
Their parents have much different rules because they want to raise their kids the way they want to. So you got to kind of...
Are they stricter than
I
you?
I got a hole in my tongue from biting it.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. they're stricter than you were?
They parent differently.
Yeah.
For example... Yeah. Sometimes you can't call the child pretty because they want them to have their inner beauty. You can't say, oh, don't you look pretty? They want the children to be known by their inner beauty. So it's different parenting.
What if they're not pretty on the inside?
Everyone has potential.
That's really weird. Really? That's what's the matter with them?
It's okay.
Who did she marry, anyhow?
My son.
Oh, your son. Oh, never mind.
No, they're great kids. Great kids.
And they hopefully have inner and outer beauty.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Yeah, hopefully not. No kid has ever listened to this show. Except Katya and I. And we have some kids
Katya
here.
Did a wonderful job.
Didn't she do a good
job?
Yes. Her name will go down in history. Mm-hmm. Katya did the best job ever on that. We're going to play around with the What Do You Know quiz here. And Mike Arnold. Mike Arnold, everyone.
Hey, Mike.
Mike Arnold.
Great job.
Thanks. Well, you know, if people want to play the quiz, all they have to do is pick up the phone.
What do they do? Yeah.
They'll pick it up, and they'll dial or punch 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
All right, bones in Bulgaria. Well, this is not going to work. bones discovered in Bulgaria, a very famous individual in history, historic individual, could be either Fred the goat herd that was discovered, or what famous, I'll give you a hint, a religious individual discovered in Bulgaria, the bones were discovered, they got narrowed down to either Fred the goat herd or a very famous biblical personage. Let's go to the phones right now. Jeff's online from Scott Depot in West Virginia.
Hey,
Jeff.
How we doing?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, we're just having fun cutting grass today.
You're cutting grass today?
Yeah. Taking a break. Listen to you, though.
Yeah. What are you using to cut it with, Jeff?
a tractor.
That's the way to go, really. Do you have a lot of grass? Or if you have a small yard, it's kind of silly.
4 acres.
Oh, that's not small at all.
No.
I don't know why you're saying that's a small yard. That's good. Okay, yeah, take a break. Is it hot out there today in Scott Depot?
No, it's a balmy 70 degrees.
Perfect. Perfect grass cutting, sitting around and waiting for the tractor to cool off.
Wet. Really?
Jeff.
Yes.
They found bones in Bulgaria. It's either Fred the goat herd or a very famous biblical personage.
I think it was the guy they called the wild man, the beast, John the Baptist.
You're exactly right, Jeff. Oh, what a good idea to stop cutting the lawn. How do you like? How did you know that, Jeff?
I'm intelligent.
Okay. but really, how did you know that?
I probably saw it in the news somewhere.
Yes. Are you in the ministry, perhaps, or?
Music ministry of sorts. I'm a musician.
Oh, you are? Okay. What do you play?
I'm a trumpet player and a conductor.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Jeff, this is Kitty.
Hey, Kitty.
Hi, Jeff.
She's your partner in crime here. The two of you work together and collaborate. Do you know how this works, Jeff?
Oh, yes. I've listened to you forever and ever. This is one of my bucket list things to get this done.
Okay. Get rid of this, and then the lawn will be the next one on your bucket list.
Yeah, no, it's flowers after that.
Flowers, okay. All right, so Mike Arnold, we have categories, don't we, or something
we,
like that?
We do indeed. Yes. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Jeff, you pick the first one. What would you like?
People.
Okay, people it is, and let's just take a look here. It is. There it is. Most likely to be forgotten while on vacation, is it your sunscreen, your toothbrush, or your cell charger?
Toothbrush, probably.
Go ahead, Kitty. You can talk to him.
Jeff, I'm wondering if it's cell charger.
She's wondering if cell charger.
Not me. I live on my cell phone as I travel. So if I don't have a cell phone, I don't have a life.
Okay. Do you ever forget the charger, though, Jim?
Never. I keep three. One in the suitcase when I travel, one in the car, and one for the airplane.
So, Jeff, I'm curious. Have you ever forgotten your cell charger?
He said no.
Never.
Oh, okay.
He might have forgotten two out of three of them, but
okay.
He always has the one.
I always have three for that reason.
Well, we're talking about other people now, Jeff, not necessarily you. You're kind of unusual in that respect.
Yeah, I've been called other things.
Okay.
I think toothbrush. People always want to buy a toothbrush when they get to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Like it.
Kitty, do you want to try to reason with them, or what are you going to do?
Well, I have a friend who's an international traveler and writer. For USA Today, Laura Bly, and every time she comes to visit me, she's got to buy a new cell charger.
Yeah.
Well, that might be it.
You're pulling rank on him with this USA reporter. Huh?
That sounds good. We'll go with what Kitty says.
Yes, cell charger. 24% of them have forgotten their cell charger. Only 15% forgot their toothbrush. I always forget my toothbrush if I forget anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be one right and no wrong. We have, let's see, places, things you should have learned in school, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Kitty, what would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. You got to get the order on this right. It kills me. Start with current events? Yeah, start current. Okay.
That's too late. I'm sorry. I'm stuck.
Are the paranoid right? I actually did a study here in London at the business school for some reason. Are the paranoid, are they right to be paranoid, generally speaking?
It just makes the intuitive people look crazy, I guess.
They think they're right.
They studied it and they examined their lives, and did they find that actually people were out to get them, for example?
I would say no.
I would say yes. I think I read in the study.
You guys can't agree on anything.
Because I'm paranoid, so I would say yes.
Yeah, and so you say they are right. The people are out to get them. That's probably why they feel that way, man.
Yeah, that's why they keep looking in the refrigerator to see if the light's on.
You know what,
I'm pretty sure.
He took your advice on the first one.
He did, so I should take his advice,
I think.
I'm
not saying that.
I'm almost positive I'm right.
Okay, he's almost positive. So you don't know then? Okay.
No, I know for sure, actually.
Well, as a nurse, when we spent 8 weeks at Mendota learning about paranoid people, they were generally wrong.
Yeah. Paranoid nurses, though, or something. Yes. So you're saying that he's right?
Sure.
Yes,
that's right. You're right. Study shows that people are out to get them. So really, they're not paranoid at all. They're just looking around and assessing the situation, and that's...
It's two right and no wrong.
Okay.
And the remaining categories are current events.
Those?
Current events.
Yeah, go ahead.
Starting with current events. You like that?
Yeah.
Places, things
people,
you should alert.
People's next. Current events, people, places.
No, somebody already did people.
Okay.
So current events, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, and science. Those are the remaining ones.
Do we have odds and ends?
No, we just did odds and ends.
We did?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
See, I'm staying on top.
No,
of
no, you're doing a good job. I'm confused. Jeff, back to you. What would you like?
I'm a little paranoid. I'm not sure what the categories are now.
Give those categories again, would you, Mike Arnold?
Okay, current events, places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, science.
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news. Vietjet Air, the Vietnamese jet airliner, was fined 20 million dong, okay, $956, for violating what air traffic code in this appeared around the world, this story. They did something on their planes which was not in accordance with Vietnamese air traffic regulations.
Oh, this was, I don't think this is, it had to do with a, it was like sexual harassment type of thing. Had to do with bathing suits or something.
All right, okay, I hear you
something,
now. You're saying about, bathing suits.
Something about bathing suits.
Okay, what about them?
Some kind of demonstration or something like that.
The wearing of certain...
Yes, I think it was like a bikini or a...
Bikinis, or a... okay. You're saying their bikinis were involved. More than one?
It may have been a show or something. I don't know.
Okay, they put on a show, a bikini show on board the plane.
Help me out, Kitty. Is this right?
She didn't see this.
I didn't see it, Jeff.
It was everywhere. I don't know how you missed it.
I think it was...
It was on All Things Considered, I know that.
Oh, yeah.
They led with it.
It was like $1,000 actual cash or something they had to pay or something like that.
20 million dong. But it comes out to about $1,000.
Yeah. I think it was a bikini show or a swimsuit show.
That's close enough.
I'll go with that.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, it was a bikini... A hula dancing troupe.
Thanks, Jeff. Hula dance.
On the road to Ho Chi Minh City, which should make a lot of sense. Well, holy cow, they won.
Yeah.
Well, they made short shrift of that.
If they want to.
Is shrift always short, though? I always wondered about this. Is there a long shrift? You never hear of it.
You never do hear of a long shrift, do you?
No.
Not too much.
No.
So they could quit here, couldn't they, Mike?
They could, or they could get five to win the mother load, or do they need four? Which do you think?
Did you ever listen to the show, Mike, before you came on it? They had to get two more right.
Two more right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Out of the, three remaining?
Yes,
exactly. What do you think, Kitty?
But if they don't get them right, then
everything goes away.
Everything goes away.
No, they don't, no.
Then they don't. They don't.
So, yes. Michael, what do we have to lose?
I'd say go for it.
They're going for it.
All right, Jeff.
Excited for you.
Yay.
They're very excited for you.
I'm excited too.
So what are those categories left? They got both of these right. Next two right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science.
Those are the two out of the three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to you, Kitty.
I would say things you should have learned in school.
School. Okay. Get this.
But
one.
I didn't learn very much.
Spell Q. You know, like the Brits like to do in line when they queue up. Spell Q.
Would you like me to go?
Go ahead.
Okay. Q-U-E. No. No, it's not.
Go on.
It's a C?
No, go ahead. No. Good start.
C-U-E.
Jump in anytime, Jeff.
Well, C-U-E is Q, and then Q-U-E is in Latin, so it depends on what you're trying to say.
All right, but Q-U as in line, getting in line.
Mm-hmm.
Q up.
Yeah.
I don't know, my computer helps me with this one. Q-U.
E.
W.
No, don't say that.
W.
No,
Q-U-E. You.
You?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. C-U-E-U.
No, 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 no. Let's start again.
Okay.
Spell I'm paranoid. Q, spell Q, you know, like
hey,
the
Jeff,
Brits do
in line.
Hey,
could you help me out here?
Yeah, I said Q is C-U-E.
No, no, that's a cue ball.
Q. Oh, oh yes, key.
That's
Q,
billiards.
Q, Q-U-E-U-E.
Whoa!
It just came to me.
Where did you pull that out of?
My brain.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Hallelujah.
Unless you disagree, Jeff.
It was at 8 years of parochial school.
Okay. All right.
I'm not that paranoid.
All right. So that would be?
They're just one away from the mother load.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting.
Sorry, Jeff. Okay. I was just a little nervous
you gotta
here.
You got to get this one right. What's left there?
Places in science.
Places in science.
Well, she's a nurse. We'll try science.
Science. Okay. Science is good. Stressed out males. This is also in the news everywhere. But here, I'll give you some options here. Stressed out males. Males under stress prefer A, clubbier, B, chubbier, or C, bubblier women, according to the University of Westminster in London.
Say that one more time. They prefer what?
I'd rather not even say it the first time. Stressed out males prefer clubbier, chubbier, or bubblier women?
I would say bubblier. What do you think?
I'd say bubblier.
Sure, I would say bubblier. I'm pretty bubbly.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Well, when you stall, that makes me wonder. I'm thinking,
did the tractor start up by itself or what?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe it's chubbier people because I know that Santa Claus is chubby and everybody loves him.
So. I'm sorry, Jeff. I don't like your reasoning.
Don't tell us the way you think. You know, just give us the answers.
I'm sure it's chubbier.
So you're saying that you think that at the Westminster they found that a male under stress prefers a heavier woman.
Yeah, heavier woman or chubbier. Yes, I'm almost positive.
So you don't know, right?
Yeah, I do know, actually. But again, I don't want to be a know-it-all. That's a different show.
Kitty, do you want to go with that?
No.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to win this thing? Or
I'd
don't
like
you?
To win this
yes.
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Go heavier. Go chubbier.
I can't make you say words. I don't know how I would make you say words, but...
Come on, Kitty.
Well, I'll go along with you, Jeff.
Yes, that's right. Oh, heavier heavy. Under stress.
Thank you, Jeff.
Under You're stress. Welcome. Holy cow.
They've won it all. Yes, Kitty, you can fix almost any small thing with a set of screwdrivers, wrenches, pliers, and a diagonal cutter, all wrapped in a durable, soft-sided trifold polyester case from the Duluth Trading Company. And then explore something non-controversial in Happy Valley with E. Willard Miller's The College of Earth and Mineral Sciences at Penn State from the Pennsylvania State University Press. Trace a story of salvaging books that's both hilarious and moving in Aaron Lansky's Outwitting History, The Amazing Adventures of a Man Who Rescued a Million Yiddish Books from Algonquin Books, and on Sleepless Nights, read a novel based on a storytelling competition featuring horrific tales of dysfunctional love and living with lunatics in Meryl Markle and Andy Preboy's The Psycho X Game from Random House. And Jeff, you can start your day right with a cup of Steep and Brew breakfast blend and continue the good vibrations with smooth and flavorful Costa Rican Terrazzo from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee. We know beans about coffee. Then combine the best of two worlds, music and eating, with Sharon O'Connor's Cooking with the Blues, new American comfort food recipes, and All-American Blues, featuring the music of the Danny Caron Band with Charles Brown from Music Cooks. Combine your love of high fashion and insects with a fanciful Yipes bug pin, colorfully manufactured in high-tech polymer clay using the age-old, Millefiori technique from the Joyce Fritz Studio, and relive the experience of winning the quiz over and over again with the What Do You Know, the party game, including the infamous Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Michael.
Hang on for a second, Jeff. Get you back on that tractor. Thanks for playing.
And to find out more about Michael's books, CDs, board games, or other show merchandise, you can click on notmuch.com or call our hotline at 1-800-WANO.
I'm excited. I'm going to combine. We could do a little coloring, and then maybe we'll, glue some construction paper together.
modeling clays. But yeah, I really miss
clay,
the most.
Yeah, yeah, really, the smell of it. The
yeah. And then that stuff that comes, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh,
yeah. Can you bring some Play-Doh?
I'll bring a six-pack of Play-Doh.
Bring a six of Play-Doh. Okay. That'd be great. And then this little number here, there's a story behind it, isn't there?
I'm sure there is.
Okay. That's what I thought, too.
It's called We Dot.
All right. John Tulin on the piano. Jeff Hammond on the bass. Well, what do you know, duo? Very nice. Very nice.
That is very nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah, that's good. What do you know? What do you know? Travels to the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center in Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Pretty.
Should I say that?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't talking about you.
I'll start again then. Okay, great. What do you know travels to the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center in Cedar Falls, Iowa on September 8th. If you'd like tickets, you can call 319-273-4849.
It's supposed to be a very nice venue.
It's a very nice venue. Yeah. And you can click on notmuch.com for tickets as well.
So Cedar Falls now. Don't go to the Rapids by mistake.
Right. No. It's always confusing that way. Also, our next live show is next week. But not here at Monona Terrace, actually, is where that's going to happen.
Why do you sound so surprised that we have two in a row?
Yeah. No. For ticket information, if you want tickets, if you're listening and you want tickets, 608-262-2201 is the number to call, or you can go to notmuch.com for tickets. Of course, the show is produced by...
Michael Perry, by the way, will be on next week at Monona Terrace.
Yeah,
so come
Michael
and join
Perry
us.
Will be here. And,
he's a crowd pleaser.
This is PRI, Public Radio International. Music Hall at the UW-Madison campus. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, Robbie Schiller of Madison's own Blue Heels. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who is building his own drone... from an egg beater and a Dyson vacuum, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. More drone references. So am I the only one who thinks that maybe, you know, individual drones are a bad idea? Okay, apparently so. Okay. I don't want my neighbor to have a drone parked in a, you know, first of all, it'll be right outside my window. I'll be looking at it all day, stupid drone. And then what are they going to do with them? I mean, what would you want a drone for?
On TV, I saw that they had this little drone in these big fancy houses in Hollywood. Like it had a little camera on it. And they went through and they showed prospective potential buyers the house with this little hummingbird thing.
Flew the drone over to show them the house? How big was the house?
The house was big, but the drone was really small. I don't know.
Sure, the Romneys will have drones. Yeah, they'll have eight drone hangar or something, you know, in La Jolla there.
Like a regular man on the street, I don't know.
I don't understand why you'd want a drone. You can't commute with them. I mean, you could commute without you because your drone would go to work. Maybe your drone could go to work for you. You could drone it in. That seems kind of silly. Well, you know, each week we read actual memos. I say each week we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners and yada, 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 yada. And we got one here I thought was pretty good. I don't know if this seems to be. Sure. From a parish bulletin. You never know these parish bulletins, you know, because there's a lot of fudging on these. People make them up. There must be like a whole cottage industry of people cranking out parish bulletins, you know, because they can't all be that funny. You know? Usually involving the organist. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Or the church secretary. Those are the two ones. But this one does not. It reads as follows. It's from a church somewhere near Cleveland and a parish bulletin for June the 3rd. It says, plans for parish swimming pool scrapped. After much study, our finance committee has determined that it would not be feasible to construct an indoor swimming pool in our church. See, that doesn't sound right, does it? I know they have those fonts and things, but that would be ridiculous. As a result, we can now announce with certainty that those who have been arriving for Mass as if dressed for the pool need not do so. That's not fair. All right, let's try something. That's so obviously not real. Okay. This is good because it sounds very much like, if you ever taught in school, or been to school, this sounds a lot like it. So here it is. Mr. Blank is the current acting principal until June 8th. I will take those duties starting June 11th, office hours. All communications to anyone at central office must come through Mr. Blank or through me starting June 11th. This can be accomplished by simply CCing us to your emails. When in doubt, have it pre-approved before submitting. pre-approved emails, right? Very important in life. Any communication to BOE members, Board of Education members, must be pre-approved before it is sent. This can be done via your house administrator or by me. The exception to this is if you are a resident of somewhere and are corresponding with BOE members as a resident. Those communications are your own private matters, but should not take place on contract time. In my conversations with staff members, clear communication was mentioned as an area we as a school community may need to improve on. Please make sure you follow protocols to make us all better and more informed. This is not being done to limit communication, but to make sure it is effective. If you have any questions, please let me know through proper channels. Thank you so much for all those memos. Yes, thanks for the memos is what I meant to say. And where can they send those memos, Mike
Arnold? Well, if they wanted to send those memos, they can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org through email.
Okay.
Or the subject line memos should be there so that we know what it's about.
Okay.
We'd have to sort through them. It would be impossible if we didn't know. And another thing to do is go to notmuch.com, and you can post it there as well. So
okay.
Either way.
What about if you still like to put a stamp on a letter and mail it?
That's a great question.
Mike?
I think I would mail it to Wisconsin.
Do you have any stamps on you? I would pass them out.
I would mail it to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Are you looking to see what your address is?
Yeah, I'd send it to Wisconsin Public Radio.
What's the address?
That's 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Michael, that's how I'd do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay, but what if they don't have your card in your wallet?
They'll just listen to the podcast over and over again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, it's not just memos. If people just want to send us communications, if they want to comment on the show or they suggest any suggestions, we're always open to suggestions, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're absolutely open to that. Yeah.
Where were
100%.
Those? Where were those? What would go
same
on,
place.
On the line there, the subject line on those then?
That would be comment or question would be the subject line. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Okay, fine. If you want a complaint, where would that? Do we have?
Same place.
Do we still have that phone answering machine that people could just call on and leave? If so, what would the number be on that, Mike?
I think the number on that.
If people want to call the What Do You Know line.
That would be 1-800-WA-NO, wouldn't it?
Would it? Does that still work?
It would go there. Yeah, it would work there. That works.
Is it WA-NO or is it Whack Now?
It's Whack Now. It's also.
I wanted to hear you say it.
Whack okay. Now. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, we have the Blue Heels here. We have actually one Blue Heel. You're singular.
Well, there's another one. He's out in the audience, though.
Yeah. What'd you do with the other Blue Heels? Did you do something bad to the other Blue Heels? Robbie Schiller?
Not that I'm aware of.
Robbie Schiller, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from Madison's premier band, the Blue Heels. And there's a wedding. There's a Blue Heel wedding. And why aren't you at it, then?
I wasn't invited.
Really? Is there a little rift among the Blue Heels?
That's not true. I'm just stirring up controversy.
Yeah. The girlfriends are not breaking up the Blue Heels, are they, like the Beatles?
No. I don't buy that about the Beatles. I think that's just popular mythology.
Popular mythology?
They didn't want to be together anyway.
I know.
He found an excuse.
I think you're probably right about that. And new Blue Heel, now you guys haven't released a CD for a couple of years, right?
How many years has it been? See, that's why he's here, because he knows the answers to these questions.
But there's one coming out, as I understand.
Yeah, we have our Madison CD release show is September 8th at the High Noon Saloon.
Yeah, and this one is called?
It's called Weather Machine.
And Weather Machine.
We've been working on it. That's actually kind of like a drone. You could have a Weather Machine drone.
Don't start me with drones again. I'm the only one who seems to be concerned about my neighbor having a drone, really. Anyhow.
There have been a lot of drone jokes. We've really been droning on about it.
Yes, we've droning on.
I love it when it's not a laugh. It's just, ugh.
That's good. Why don't you sit here and I'll play the guitar? This song, is this on the new CD?
This is not. I'm going to play all new stuff because we spent so long working on our album.
Yeah.
All of those songs are now obsolete.
And is this
so one? come out to the show and hear a bunch of
nice old to hear
crap.
You're obsolete before you begin. And is a song that you've written this one?
Yes,
and it's entitled.
This one is called Tired Strings and Arrows.
Robbie Schiller, ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful historic music hall.
One I was the Pharaoh. Then as I saw since your throne, tired strings hold the arrows, keep them from harming you. Release, we know I am, we all are. Yes, at least we know I am, we all are. So guess we'll see. She was just the lion tamer, the boldest bells and braids. Don't tempt me now to blame her for mistakes that I have made. At least we know I am, we all are. Yes, at least we know I am, we all are. So guess we'll see. Around the fortress for 40 nights and days, the clover drowns the lioness, so we set the fields ablaze. At least we know I am, we all are. Yes, at least we know I am, we all are. Well, at least we know I am, we all are. And at least we know I am, we all are.
And we all are,
yeah.
In my opinion. And I can't help but notice that you are wearing Olympic sneakers.
Is that what these are?
Yeah, those are the much coveted Olympic sneakers. You're not? Were you in an event?
No, I actually found these on the curb.
Really? Somebody's a bad loser. That's all I can.
Apparently, that guy did not do too well in his.
You found them on the curb, and they fit you perfect.
I found them on the curb in a big pile of shoes, all different sizes and colors.
Oh, yeah, but these are those green. Whatever that color is. I'm a guy. I don't know green from blue. Green? Thank you. Yeah, they're very nice. So, all right. Now, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Adam Cohen. You're the son of Hank Schiller. You're always hearing Hank Schiller. Hank.
Actually, my dad's name is Mark, so I...
You're the son of Mark Schiller.
I don't hear the Hank Schiller comparison.
Always getting
much.
The comparisons to Mark Schiller.
I would love to be compared to Mark Schiller.
That's good. That's a good thing. Is he a musician too?
He is, yeah. He plays guitar and writes songs, and he brought me my first drum set when I was 5 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did you guys grow up?
They still claim that they loved having me play the drums at 5 years old.
Yeah, I know. I've run into that.
I grew up in the paperweight capital of the world, Neenah, Wisconsin.
And Neenah. Neenah, we applaud everything here, including Neenah and Menasha. Did you ever get over into Menasha, or did you wonder what it was like? Or?
You know, there is like
pretty
sort
separation.
Of a, there's a rivalry there.
Yeah.
I remember sitting and listening to two Neenah old timers talk, and they had their little granddaughter with them, and they were talking about a friend of theirs who had cancer and had recently passed away, and the little girl said, "Grandpa, where does cancer come from?" And without missing a beat, he turned at her and said, "Menasha."
Now, you tell that joke in Menasha.
You tell it the other way.
Yeah, in Menasha, the joke goes the other way. So, yeah, that's a very strange thing. And they are twin cities. You think they'd get used to it after a while. Like, you know, in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
They're conjoined twins.
Conjoined at the whatever, at the river there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got another one for us, or what would you like to do?
I do. I would love to do another one.
Yeah.
This one is called Oh Hold Me Olden Days.
Sounds great. Robbie Shiller.
Wait, stop clapping. I'm playing now.
Oh, hold me if you will. While I've got some time to kill, I'm older now. Hello, let's draw the line. Oh, oh, me olden days, when a dust bowl blew your cares away. It's harder now in some insignificant way. You're all wrapped up in your apartment, all wrapped up and torn apart. But I load myself on a lonely night, stay home to nurse the parasites. Well, hey there, who turned out the lights? I'm getting paranoid. Guess that that's all right. Oh, hold me once or twice, but spare me all your sound advice. I'm older now. Hello, turn on the lights. Oh, golden olden days, I found myself and now say he's moving now in those same old mysterious ways. You all wrapped up in your apartment, all wrapped up and torn apart. So I load myself on lonely nights, stay home to nurse the parasites. Well, hey there, who turned out the lights? Get paranoid. Guess that's all right.
It's over.
Robbie Shiller. Hallelujah!
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Anna is from Kansas City, Missouri. She's a student and she procrastinates. Oh, you know everything about her. Is that you?
Yeah.
You don't procrastinate, do you?
A little bit.
What aren't you doing now? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'll go over there. Let's find out what she's not doing at the moment. What are you not doing? What's not going on?
I just put off everything to the last minute.
Yeah, you do? Always?
Usually, yeah.
So what things aren't you doing now that you should be doing?
Actually, I don't have anything I need to be doing right now.
How does that feel? Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little uncomfortable, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It should be things that you should be doing, but you can't think of it, a thing.
Right, because I'm on vacation.
You are? From what?
From school.
School is where?
The school's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Where are you going?
University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Whoa! Yeah, what are you majoring in? Or?
Architecture.
Oh, no kidding. That's tough, isn't it?
I haven't started yet.
About time you start, isn't it? You keep putting it off. You can't.
Yeah.
The buildings aren't going to build themselves.
No, they're not.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, that's really cool, actually. How long a program is that?
It's a five-year program.
5 years.
Yep.
That's excellent. Your question I don't quite understand. Did you eat one of the donuts in the lobby before the show today? Does that mean something deeper than it sounds?
Nope. I was just looking around the lobby for inspiration, and I saw a box of donuts.
Did you see a man there, a middle-aged or worse man, eating a donut? And wondered if it was me?
No, I was just wondering.
Okay, well, it's nice to talk to you. Yes, I did. I did. I did. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there's still some there if you want it.
Oh, good. You didn't eat all of them?
No, just the one.
Okay.
And good luck to you and everything.
Thank you. Yeah.
An architect of the future, ladies and gentlemen. Anna. And then there's Jennifer Frank. Well, this is interesting here. Jennifer Frank, her phone number is here. And her question is, what are you going to do with my phone number? Who asked for your phone? I can see where they might, but I don't understand why. This is a violation of some codes or concepts or precepts. Or
I thought she asked us to put our phone numbers down, and I was very curious about that, so clearly I misheard.
Can you identify the woman who asked for your phone number?
Yeah, I will later.
No.
No.
No? Okay.
Someone else.
Apparently she wanted your phone number. I I have no idea. Really. I won't even speculate.
Okay.
But we will not use this. I'll give it out here. It's And you're a paralegal?
Yes. And I also know John Seeger.
Oh, you do?
He's a good friend of yours.
Yes.
Yes, we could all get together sometime. He actually teaches Paul. This is Paul.
Oh.
Teaches him guitar.
Yeah, hey, Paul.
Used to teach me as well.
Yeah. Who's Paul?
I am.
You said you were Paul.
No, I
am. That's Eli. Okay. Yeah. How's it going with guitar so far?
Very good. John's a great teacher.
Yeah.
And he has great songs that you've helped him write.
Yeah, there's been a few, but he does most of it.
Dave's songs are better.
Yes.
Your father.
Dave Feldman? Dave Feldman, who wrote, he penned the famous "We're on our way to Helgoland to get the Kaiser's goat," in parentheses. Okay. He's saying he didn't write it, though. Okay. All right. I guess that's all I got. I just want to find out what the phone number thing was.
Right.
And we're going to look into it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm going to keep it, though, just in case I need to access this conversation. I've got it here. Why does my dad not like strawberries, and I love them? it's Katya. Did they leave?
She's in the lobby.
In the lobby, okay.
She's having a donut
there, okay. Oh, she's up there, okay. And then there's Danica, who said, why does my dad not like coffee? Is that Danica? How are you? What are you doing up there now? Fooling around? Is your dad down there hunkering down? Is that your dad on the floor? It's nice that you're concerned about your dad's habits. I think that's really sweet. My daughters are sort of, too, at this point, but it's more like, are you still breathing, Dad? You know. Okay, I guess we'll never know unless you come down here later. We'll find out. How can you not like coffee, sir?
I had a bad coffee sandwich once.
Bad coffee?
Sandwich.
Okay. talk it over with him, girls. Always good to talk to your dad. What do you think about abstract art from the curator of education at the Museum of Art here in town? Chazen. Is it the Chazen or the Chazen? I never know. I was passing, I think. Well, if it's a Jewish museum, it's the Chazen. But if the guy's not Jewish, it's the Chazen. It's the Chazen, then, is it? He's Jewish and he's, well, then it's Chazen. I think you need it when you're showing people around. You got to say, welcome to the Chazen. We have some Chazerai for you and happy Hanukkah. Excuse me, right. The Chazen, abstract. Are you abstract, more abstract than representational?
I am, yes. Because then you can make up anything about it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But I ask you the question.
What is the question?
Chazen.
I would say Chazen.
Do you like abstract art or not, and why?
We're post-abstract, aren't we?
That's correct.
Yes.
But
now we're nothing makes any sense. And I like that. I'm comfortable with that.
But as a cultivated person, you must be able to think back.
I resent that. I am not a. I was not cultivated. I was raised normally.
But you should be able to think back to Jackson Pollock.
Okay.
Or
I'm thinking back to Jackson Pollock. Okay, now what?
And what did you think of it?
I thought I could do that. You know, honestly, my honest reaction was, all right, but no, actually, I really like Jackson Pollock, but I can't convince anybody else in my family. Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter Nora is an artist, and she does a lot of painting and stuff. I said, you know, there's composition there. There's all kinds of things going on. I mean, this is not just, you know, dumping paint on a canvas. And she said, it's two. So we can't agree on that. I like it.
Well, it's,
the more abstract, the better.
It sounds as if in your discussions with her, she has really persuaded you of the value of
are you in family counseling as well, or is it, or just abstract art? That's an abstract art, family counseling.
It is. Well, at the Chazen Museum of Art, we work with all ages, all comers.
Yeah.
So that's
you know what? You know what I don't get?
What?
We're in the postmodern period. First of all, how can there be a post? What's after modern? Postmodern, okay. And then there'll be something that'll be like the really postmodern. What is postmodern as opposed to modern?
Well, it looks back at the ancient world and it mixes it with abstract art. And I think, well, just the word modern art.
Yes.
Has been used all the time, and by the time it's used, it's obsolete.
Is this part of a lecture, or is this, are you actually talking to me, or is this a spiel that you do?
This is your spiel.
No, I get it. So, postmodern.
Well, even the word modern is sort of ridiculous because it's outmoded, isn't it, by the time we even say it? So, post.
I know. Apocalyptic.
Got to end somewhere. Yeah. John, did you have a comment you wanted to make?
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic?
Yes.
That's
John
after
says
modern.
Apocalyptic. Do you make any sense out of that?
No, I don't.
Thank you very much. When you're in town here, the Chazen. The Chazen Art Museum, beautiful. You got that new wing. Gorgeous. So come there and do it, and you'll love it. How many people do you think are waiting to see you at Monona Terrace? That's a good question. Thank you for asking. Why would Mitt Romney announce Paul Ryan as his running mate as if you were ordering a pizza online on a phone app? I thought that was rather odd, too, actually. How many of you spend your time waiting by your phone app for an announcement of importance? See, no, okay. You know, get 15% off on a pizza? Yes. Your little app tells you it's time, but I don't know. Anyone have the phone app for vice president? Okay, not a lot of. Where can I get a map like yours? You can't, Paul. Got to make them. Our map, this is our rearranged map of the United States. You can't quite see it from this distance, but it's. Originally, we did it because we throw a dart at the map to pick our town of the week, you know, and it always hit Nebraska. Because Nebraska is the bullseye of America, which I think they should promote. It's kind of, you know, good. It's a good motto, as any. But so we had to cut it up, and then, so that's one of the most recent version of it. So there's a reason for it. When you bring a show to UW River Falls, Kay, from River Falls? Kay, do you have connections in River Falls? Because we'll come if you've got connections. Are you connected?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll talk to you. You know, it's airtime, but it's not precious airtime. This way, up here. Okay, River Falls, love to come. Who do you know there that could get us there?
We live there.
Okay. So if you lived in Paris, you could get me in Paris, right?
Well, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. No, I am a former librarian at the University of River Falls, and we would love to have you visit.
Did you leave under good conditions?
I did, okay. Yes. Okay. They were very sad to leave me, or to see me go.
They left you. See, that's unusual. When a job leaves you, it's a whole different thing.
Yes, yeah. Correct. No, we'd love to have you come to River Falls. It's a beautiful city, and we're close to the Twin Cities.
No, I'd love to. You know, but you just float the idea and see if they salute.
I will do that.
To mix a metaphor.
I will do that.
Okay, great. I'd love to see you there. Okay.
I hope so.
And we'll have you on as the first guest.
Oh, yes.
All right. Food service, field service technician. Brad Claus, what is field service technician? Brad, where are you? Oh, right in front. Okay. Brings me back to the front of the auditorium. Brad Clausen from Barneveld is a field service technician. Is any particular field?
It's not like agronomy or anything like that, no.
No.
Yeah. I work for a company that I do, they service in the field their products. Their products, yes.
Do you know what these products are? Or?
They're environmental test chambers.
Environmental test chambers. You put people in them, or?
Well, that would be a homicide.
Okay. So what do they test?
If you were a company that had a product that you needed to test under extreme temperature conditions.
Or come to Barneveld, right?
There's none in Barneveld. I have to go all over the upper Midwest and service these things.
All right, but what do you do? I don't quite understand what you do. This talk about abstract. This is more abstract than they are.
They break down or I install them. They have refrigeration systems in them and computer controls.
What are they?
It's a box. It could be a microwave-sized box, or you could drive a semi into it. You put your product inside it, and you make it really cold in there and really hot and try and break your stuff.
But what is inside the box?
Cold air, hot air.
No. All right. I'm a drone. Thank you very much.
Test a drone in it.
All right. So I manufacture something.
Yes.
Could be anything.
Anything.
And we bring it to you in Barneveld. No. You put it inside a black box that more or less annihilates it, right? Through temperature and vibration and radiation and
sure.
Streams of any sort, which proves what?
The life expectancy of your product.
Under extreme conditions that it will never experience, though.
Well, then you know its limits.
So I'm glad you're working. I don't want to take it. Very nice to meet you. Thanks. Thanks for coming, Brad. This family here? Yes?
Sort of family.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll explain that one either. All right, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because you came here to see a quiz, didn't you? Some of you did. Quiz is where it's at. I predict someday this quiz will be everywhere. So I need to see so far it's only you. So you're ahead in the competition so far. We have one gentleman here who wants to play the quiz. Anybody else? You're sort of a little tentative here. You're thinking about it. You're good, and your guitar's coming right along. But, this young man here, because what is the future but this young man right here, right? Young man, thank you so much for our future. Stand up for just a second, if you would. And you are?
I'm Adam from Minnesota.
Adam from Minnesota, okay. And is that what you go by normally? Or?
Yeah, I do. I introduce myself, and I'm like, I'm Adam from Minnesota.
How does it go over in Wisconsin? Not too good, I bet.
Yeah, I get beat up a lot.
And Adam, are you in school yet? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to be a senior next year.
Oh, in high school? Yeah. All right. Adam, give me one reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm good at current events, and I'm very passionate about them.
Passionate about current events. We've never heard that one before. Come on up here, Adam, from Minnesota. That's really good to be passionate about current events, depending upon what they are, I guess. Okay, watch out for the ramp there. They put in a ramp for me. I think that's so sweet. All right, there you go. Have a seat there. I drank a little off your water, but the rest of it is still good. Adam from Minnesota. So are you in a political type, political science?
Yes, I'm in political science. I actually went to Minnesota Boys State earlier this year. So.
You did?
Yep.
How long did you have to serve? 6 months?
It was a camp for a
suspended
week.
Sentence? Yeah. And so you're like, and what do they do there?
We pretty much make our own mock government, and we run the whole thing.
You mock the government for an entire week?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's interesting. I guess wasn't our governor went to Boys State in Wisconsin, I think. So it can lead to really big things. That's cool. Do you think you want to go into politics?
No.
No.
No, that week just proved that I did not want to go into politics at all.
How so? I mean, what happened there? Try to negotiate things and...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm very confident with my opinion, and I mixed with people, and I didn't like how people were against me, or who had opposite opinions. I mean, I like discussing, but it got really, really in my head, and it just angered me, kind of.
It did, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So then... What angle? Will you be an analyst then, a political analyst, or work?
No, I want to go into writing or something like that.
Oh, you just want to get out of politics all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it. I don't know.
But I still love history and current events.
Yeah, but I mean, you could go in there and make a difference, you know, change things around a little bit. And,
yeah, you know. Better men than me have tried and failed, and I'm just worried about that.
So. No, but see, people like you are what we need to get into this whole racket, you know, passionate, concerned, mm-hmm. and, you know, you just got to maybe find ways of dealing with all these idiots who have the wrong idea. Yep. You know, I mean, that's the only thing you got
to
deal with.
Which, a lot of the time, those idiots are very stubborn and hard to talk to, out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you stay with it, man. It's a passion here. And then, so what school do you go to?
I go to Rush City, Minnesota High School. We have about 1,000 students in our whole district. So
really,
very small town.
Yeah. Rush City?
Rush City.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Rush City. And is that near the Twin Cities?
It's about an hour north of the Twin Cities.
Oh, cool. So big family? Come from a big family? Or?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Just to you?
Well, I have two brothers. I have a brother and a sister.
Yeah.
So five.
Yeah. And what brings you to our neck of the woods?
I'm actually working for my grandparents this summer.
Ah, excellent. What are they making you do?
Budgets, lots of computer work.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a handy guy to have in a family.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you have to do that for everybody, I bet, right?
I hope not.
All right, so it's a backup if the politics thing doesn't work out for you, but I think you should stick with it. I really do. I think you're the kind of guy we need in politics. And, Adam, so, you know how this quiz works?
Just going from the one earlier.
Yeah, you can't judge by that, though. Because someone out there calls and plays along with it. Tell them all about it, Mike.
Well, if people want to play the quiz, all they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW and answer this qualifying question. Do you have the qualifying question ready, Michael?
Why would you even say that? Do I not look like a radio professional to you?
You do, all the time.
Okay. That's more like it. Here is the question I have right here in my hands. The southern flying squirrel of Michigan, the lower peninsula. Is it a peninsula if it's lower? I don't think so. Anyhow, the southern flying squirrel of Michigan has responded to global warming by doing what? Oh, I have three answers here. That's not what we usually do here. Okay, I'll give you three answers so one of the three people who call in should get this, right, if they're paying attention at all. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning. The southern flying squirrel in Michigan has responded to global warming, a change in environment, by doing one of the following. Is it walking instead of flying? Has it headed for the UP? Or is it going back to the south, where it came from, obviously, being a southern flying squirrel? That's the question. If you get the answer in that one, you got it, and you qualify. I'll be on with Adam here on the quiz. I know, he's already on there. And Waterloo, Iowa, we're going to be in your neck of the woods, Andrew.
Oh, really?
A little less excitement, please, would be appropriate, I think. Yeah, we're going to be there on the, what's the date again, Mike?
September, like something,
September
whatever.
8th,
September 8th. September 8th in the falls.
Mm-hmm.
Gallagher Blue Dorn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try to convince my dad to get some tickets.
Oh, yeah. What does it take to convince him?
Saying that they're going to be there. I hope so.
Okay. All right. Work on them, will you?
Okay.
Thank you. This southern flying squirrel, you probably heard about it in Michigan. It changed its behavior due to global warming. Does it now walk instead of fly? Is it headed for the UP, Upper Peninsula there, or is it going back south?
Well, if it's going south and it's global warming, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
Good point.
I would have caught that myself if I had looked at it more carefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay, so what do you think?
I would probably say that they're going to the Upper Peninsula.
Going to the UP, that's it. Right off the bat there. Andrew from Waterloo.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, are you in school now, too?
School starts Thursday.
Yeah. What school is it?
Waterloo Christian.
Waterloo Christian. All right, so it's a high school?
It's K-12.
K-12, yeah, okay. Oh, good. We got two high school students here, and bright ones. Andrew, this is Adam.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Adam.
Okay, I think it's possible friendship here. This is cool.
Yeah.
Now, the two of you guys are very smart, very bright, and the hope of the future, so this quiz should be a piece of cake for you. So you collaborate, you work together on this. Is that a bell in the background?
That's a bell, yeah. There's a bell on the building.
Is that by you? Oh, that's us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Thought it was in my belfry. Okay, I'm fine. So you collaborate on this quiz together, and Arnold, what you got there?
Okay, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Andrew, pick you first pick for you. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. What is Kinesio tape? Or Kinesio
tape?
Kinesio tape? What? Kinesio tape.
What
came up recently. Came up recently due to certain activities widely telecast on television.
I have no idea.
Kinesio tape, we'll call it. It sounds better. Possibly from kinesthetic.
I think it might be for a broken arm.
I don't think so. I think it might not be.
They're actually doing sign language.
Yeah, what are your grandparents doing?
I can't see.
They want you to do their taxes for them. That's all they say. Something about deductions.
How do you spell it?
I don't. Thought you had me there, didn't you, Andrew? I'm sorry, it's called time. It's this athletic tape. You saw the Olympics, all this weird tape that people were wearing on their bodies. It's supposed to actually relieve muscle, tired muscles or something. I think it's like those copper bracelets, but I'm afraid it's...
That's no right and one wrong.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, well.
And the categories that are left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science.
Okay. Adam?
I think we're going to have to go with things you should have been learning in school.
Okay. Well, true or false? Can't go wrong on this. Mosses, true or false, mosses have an astounding variety of scents to attract every variety of arthropod. True or false?
I thought you said mosses.
Mosses.
Mosses or moths? Moths.
Mosses? I didn't say mosses. I said mosses. Mosses. Plural of moss.
Okay, my phone's not working very well.
That's okay. You want to hear it again? Mosses have an astounding variety of scents to attract every variety of arthropod. True or false? Adam?
I want to say true.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. You can say that then.
Okay.
All right. Oh, one.
It's true.
And one wrong. Okay. So that would be...
That's one right and one wrong. And okay. The remaining categories are current events, people, places, and science.
Okay, Andrew, what would you like?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I picked one that we really couldn't get before.
Yeah, I know. Don't take it so hard, though.
What were they again?
You got your whole life ahead of you in this quiz.
It's current events, people, places, and science.
Current events? Sound good?
That works, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Penthouses, high atop what New York City landmark? This made news recently. New York City landmark, for the first time ever, is going to have, you can get penthouses on top of this skyscraper in New York City. What is it?
Wait. Is the Empire State Building in New York?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's in Cedar Falls. I don't know. Everyone makes that mistake, though.
Sky.
Yeah. You can see all of Waterloo from the top of it.
Oh, yes. You guys should just go up and perform on the top of there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like the monkey, the big monkey did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he's an ape. That's right. I'm sorry.
So.
You didn't see this story, probably.
No.
Okay, the future here rests on you guys, and so far it's...
I don't think CNN tweeted me this story. I apologize.
It's...
That would be two wrong.
Yeah.
And one right.
Oh, boy.
And the remaining categories are people...
It's all right. You'll come back from this.
People,
I know you will.
Places...
I know you will.
And science. Those are the three remaining categories.
Yes, thank you very much. Is it back to you, Adam? Yes.
I say we do places.
Places. Okay, this one. Snap. Is Utah more livable than Minnesota? livability.
Define what? Define livability.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I just happen to have that here. They look at your smoking rates, your clean water, your positive work relationships, learning something or other, and a general getting better attitude towards life. Prevailing in this. So Utah or Minnesota, which is more livable?
This is really sad considering I come from Minnesota.
Yeah. Do you find it livable? Have you livable there?
Yeah, I love it there, but
yeah.
I'm almost tempted to say Utah.
Well, don't be tempted. You can say it.
Andrew, what do you think?
It's not wrong to say
that. I do not know. I mean, you said like one of the things was water cleanness.
Yes.
Salt. The Great Salt Lake, that seems that would bring the average down a little bit on that.
Well, but that's different. That's special. That's a salt lake.
Well, it certainly is special.
Yeah. I mean, it's not polluted. It's just a salt lake. That's kind of...
I don't know. I think that it would probably be Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Utah is right. Yes. Oh, good. Oh, you pulled out of your slump there.
They're just one away from winning.
You got to give the score, though.
There's two right, two wrong.
Okay.
And we have people and science as the remaining categories.
People and science. Andrew, what do you think?
Well, I don't know a whole lot of people, and I'm horrible at science.
Let's go with people.
People, okay.
People is kind of survey results and stuff. All right. If you spend at least an hour a day commuting, so this is a question for people who spend a lot of time commuting, takes up a lot of their day just commuting to work and back. What's the one area or one thing you don't do any less of, even if you commute more than an hour a day? The one thing you don't do any less, even though you have to commute for such a long period each day, is it TV time, sleep time, or exercise time?
I would probably say TV.
I agree with that. Let's go with
TV. TV time is right. Oh, you guys. Yeah. I'm so excited for the future.
And Adam, we will allow you to nourish your healthy lifestyle with an assortment of Funky Monkey snacks, freeze-dried fruit slices and pieces that are gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, peanut and tree nut-free, and with no added sugars, colors, flavors, or preservatives.
Is there anything there?
From Funky Monkey, fruit that crunches. And Andrew, commemorate the thrill and grandeur of 25 years of comedy with the Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter, including the august profile of the founding father of Small Talk Radio, as well as the rare and elegant Silver Feldmingo. And you both get to be make looking for your keys a pursuit of mild decadence. Oh, boy. When they're attached to a mini Jockey Briefs key ring from Jockey Outlet, and past the sultry days of summer playing What Do You Know, the party game, including the always popular Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations.
Way to be, way to go. Andrew, hang on. You won, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. We'll get that to you. Thanks for playing. Thank you.
next live show is August 18th at the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin. For ticket information, call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com for tickets. What Do You Know also travels to the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center in Cedar Falls, Iowa on September 8th. Call 319-273-4849 for tickets or click on notmuch.com. To find out more about the band The Blue Heels, you can go to blueheels.net. You can also go to CD release party Saturday, September 8th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich, producer, with assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Katie Dreps, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all for coming here at Music Hall next week. Michael Perry at Monona Terrace. Join us for that. Thanks. Boys in the band.
PRI, Public Radio International.